Now then, Mark and Cheryl and everybody, I have a little song I'm going to sing to you today. Tell me why the stars do shine. Tell me why the ivy twines. Tell me why the ocean's blue. And I will tell you just why I love you. Because God made the stars to shine. Because God made the ivy twine. Because God made the ocean blue. Because God made you, that's why I love you. Now how about that song, folks? It's not as nice as what Mark or Cheryl would do, and you folks sing. But I guess you know what I mean. Well now, this is a Sunday afternoon, about 3:45. It's certainly been a nice day. The wind was blowing a little this morning, but by the time I got out of church, it was pretty decent. Just shortly after I got home from church, a friend called, wanted to know if we wouldn't like to come over. So we went over about 1 o'clock for lunch. Actually, it was more than just lunch, so I guess I won't do any cooking the rest of the day. So I fared pretty well today, I think. Dad's lying down now, and maybe in a little while, if the wind doesn't come up too much, he can get out in the yard and walk around a little bit. Certainly was nice talking to you folks this morning. And Mark, we missed you. And I hope, Mark, that you don't have blisters on your heels tonight for that long walk, but you're probably used to it by now, all the hiking you do and your scouting. Well, that's nice of you to do something like that. And I hope that you raised a lot of money. Yeah, Fern and Don and the kids came over for dinner last night and spent the evening because they were going out to LaSalle today. Pat, I have to tell you about the pie that I made for dinner last night. This was supposed to be a special, one of those baked Alaska pies, but it had fresh strawberries in it. And you put the strawberries in the baked crust, and in fact, I sliced the strawberries, and then you put the ice cream on, then some strawberries on top, and you freeze that. So then when I took it out and put the meringue on to bake it, I went to cut it, and I hit one of those strawberries, and I thought, oh boy, they're still hard, so I put it back in the oven. But then when we went to eat it, those strawberries hadn't thawed out completely. And they were really too hard. So we rather smiled about it, but I told Kevin, I said, now this is a very special dessert. I don't want any comments. So Kevin says, looking at me kind of funny, and said, well, but these strawberries are sure hard. And they were too, so don't ever try putting fresh strawberries in one of those things. We had this tape started yesterday. I thought maybe Fern or Don would get to say something, but you know there's always too much confusion when we get together, and so they didn't get anything said. There's supposed to be a union, railroad union convention in Grand Junction around the 20th, and Don gets his expenses paid, and he's doing some extra work for the union now, so he and Fern are going to drive over for that. Fern says they've never gone to any of the union things, but I guess this time it's a must since he's doing this other job for them. So they'll drive over on Thursday and then come home either Friday or early Saturday. Jana is taking some dancing lessons too, and she has her first recital here the night of the 22nd. I was hoping I'd get to go to some of these things and see my grandchildren perform, but I don't know if I'll make that or not. We live too far away, even though we are in almost the same city. Well, I think I've just about run out of news, and I don't think Dad has any more to say. But I do want to tell you again, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Your thought is wonderful. And I hope we get to see you this summer. Bye-bye now. Love to you all.